Section 52 of Poor Folk. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Tony Addison. Poor Folk by Fyodor Dostoevsky, translated by Charles James Hogarth. September 23rd.
My beloved Barbara Alexeyevna, I hasten to reply to you. I hasten to express to you my extreme astonishment. In passing, I may mention that yesterday we buried poor Gorshkov. Yes, Buikov has acted nobly, and you have no choice but to accept him. All things are in God's hands. This is so, and must always be so, and the purposes of the divine Creator are at once good and inscrutable, as also is fate, which is one with him. Theodora will share your happiness, for of course you will be happy, and free from want, darling, dearest, sweetest of angels. But why should the matter be so hurried? Oh, of course, Monsieur Buikov's business affairs. Only a man who has no affairs to see to can afford to disregard such things. I got a glimpse of Monsieur Buikov as he was leaving your door. He is a fine-looking man, a very fine-looking man. Though that is not the point that I should most have noticed had I been quite myself at the time. In the future, shall we be able to write letters to one another? I keep wondering and wondering what has led you to say all that you have said. To think that just when 20 pages of my copying are completed, this has happened. I suppose you will be able to make many purchases now, to buy shoes and dresses and all sorts of things. Do you remember the shops in Gorokhovaya Street of which I used to speak? But no, you ought not to go out at present. You simply ought not to, and shall not. Presently, you will be able to buy many, many things, and to keep a carriage. Also, at present, the weather is bad. Rain is descending in pailfuls, and it is such a soaking kind of rain that you might catch cold from it, my darling, and the chill might go to your heart. Why should your fear of this man lead you to take such risks when all the time I am here to do your bidding? So, Theodora declares great happiness to be awaiting you, does she? She is a gossiping old woman, and evidently desires to ruin you. Shall you be at the all-night mass this evening, dearest? I should like to come and see you there. Yes, Buikov spoke but the truth when he said that you are a woman of virtue, wit, and good feeling. Yet I think he would do far better to marry the merchant's daughter. What think you about it? Yes, 'twill be far better for him. As soon as it grows dark tonight, I mean to come and sit with you for an hour. Tonight, twilight will close in early, so I shall soon be with you. Yes, come what may, I mean to see you for an hour. At present, I suppose, you are expecting Buikov, but I will come as soon as he has gone. So stay at home until I have arrived, dearest Makar Devushkin. End of section 52.